Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, on the text line, it says, you love the French Quarter, but you don't love this country. You gave a spineless, if you gave a it about our country, you'd apply your beef with the culture of noncompliance to the law-breaking Trump administration. That's a fact. And the spineless Republicans allowing it. You know, it's kind of interesting, this No King's Day. And I kind of look at this and, I can understand people's frustration. I don't agree with everything that Trump has done. I certainly don't agree with all of the execution the same. But let me point out the obvious, you know, when we talk about this. It seems as though people like forgot that the whistleblowers relative to Hunter Biden inside the IRS, which claimed that he was being given special treatment under the Biden administration because he was the president's son. Right. And so what ultimately happened? They had a number of whistleblowers that lost their jobs, were retaliated against. Some have been reinstated. Others have decided not to come back. But all of what they did was according to law. Right. And Hunter Biden ultimately pled guilty. Everything that they said came true. Now, the only way that something like this, and then Hunter Biden got a pardon. So the only way something like this comes about is kind of acting like a king, right? What about the intel officials that signed that BS letter about the Russia hoax relative to the Biden laptop that was orchestrated by who ultimately became the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken? I hear a lot of people crying about that. They BS'd the entire world into believing that something was typical Russian action, and it turned out to be real. They even fooled the mainstream media. And then when you go back this past weekend, I went back and read a good number of the executive orders given by Joe Biden. Immigration, contrary to law, on so many different fronts, it's scary. Sounds like a king to me. Climate change, contrary to law, just an ideology put into place. The forced degradation of fossil fuels. All of a sudden, that wasn't good. Changed the policy relative to hitting our reserve supplies of oil. Pipelines, did that by executive order as well. Politicization of the DOJ. Andrew McCabe, Lisa Page, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, just to name a few, and they're still being uncovered as to who they were protecting. Then we had the onslaught of DEI and ESG, of compelling companies to engage in both of those practices. No basis in law, just to say this is what we expect of you, or otherwise you're going to be punished. Hunter's businesses, government payoffs, Ukraine, China, and Russia, all been proven. Every single last one of them. No one's talking about that. Executive pressure on the media relative to reporting continuing to reveal itself. We got all crazy about a couple of late night show hosts, but not crazy at all about what we were doing with mainstream media and social media and compelling and threatening them relative to what they were going to be allowed, what they would allow to be said on their platforms. And then presidential commutations are pardons for people that have not, there was no allegation at this point, at the point that they were given, that they were actually engaged in criminal activity. So can you imagine a pardon for a crime yet to be recognized, yet to be investigated, yet to be charged, and all-encompassing? It may have covered any potential criminal conduct that they would have engaged in the future. Now, who does that? Sounds like a king. Just an observation. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.